ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome to Cold Brew Conversations with Candace King from a Super Bloom podcast. I'm back, baby. Coming in hot from a, quite literally, from a very hot closet. I don't know if there is an air vent in here, which is great for sound, not great for oxygen intake. But you know what? This is my temporary podcasting room until I'm able to get set up in my new home. I've been moving. That is why you've not heard from me. I have been moving. And if you are someone who has ever moved, you know that it is, it's a lot. It's a lot. What do they say are the most, like the most stressful things you can go through is like what, like losing your job, death, divorce, and a move, like moving. Those are all like the top stressors. And just this last season of Vanderpump Rules. I think that is the new one that we've all decided to just add to the list of some of the most like high stress, like anxiety level things that anyone can really experience in totality. And so, yeah. So, you know, just I did it. And by did it, I mean, none of it's done. None of it's done. I am, I've set up this kind of makeshift podcast studio because I am hiding from all my boxes and the responsibility of unpacking them to hang out with you guys. So let's go. Let's go. I got my cold brew. We're doing it. We're doing it. And you know what? This has been such a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What is that little, like, there's like a noise on Reel or TikTok, on the TikTok that everyone's doing right now. And it's like, I think it's, is it Kris Jenner? But they go, it's wackadoodle time. You know what? It is wackadoodle time. And it's been wackadoodle time. And it's been so wackadoodle that I couldn't even keep it straight, all the things that were going on in this last like week, like couple days of moving, that I had to write it all down. I had to write it all down because I knew that my brain would suddenly just try to erase it from my memory of ever happening because it all became so overwhelming. Yeah, so I took notes. I took notes, people, because I think it is important that we share in the stressors and the grievances of our moves. We share these stories with each other because when you're in it, you need to know that you're not like crazy for hating it and resenting the process of moving so much, because it's an exciting time. I'm excited. Like, I've been looking forward to this. I've romanticized this in my brain. I mean, this has been my dream forever, my goal for so long. I bought a house. You know, this was a new idea of like, actually, I didn't never knew if I would ever buy a house on my own. And I did. I can't believe it, but I bought a house on my own. And this is, you know, and it's an old house and it's creaky and it's beautiful. It's almost 100 years old and it's just full of stories, like in every single step of the wood that is so scratched up. And I love it. I love it. I love just like a jingle jangle doorknob. I love some creaky wood. I just love, you know, when you wonder, like, you know, if the, like, is the plumbing okay in here? Are we going to be okay? Or is the plumbing about to tell me a story of yesteryear? And it's all just gonna, you know, bring me on a journey that I wouldn't see coming otherwise. You know, who knows? That's like the fun of an old house, is it's kind of like you're just turning each page of your life and living in it, wondering what happens next. What happens next? So I want to bring you back to moving day not too long ago. And I do want to take a like little brief moment to acknowledge that I was able to watch Vanderpump Rules and watch like the episode, like the last reunion episode. And oh my gosh. I mean, it's like we knew it was coming. We need just like this whole season. It's like the Titanic, you know, like that's the magic of the movie Titanic, is like, you know, the ending while you're watching it. They even show it to you in case you forgot this whole chunk of history, that the ship's going down. The ship is going down. And that is what we knew was going to happen. We knew that Rachel had been manipulated by, you know, this like Mr. White Nail Polish, you know, that he had been just manipulating everyone, just twirling his little mustache, making everyone just do his little puppet dance. And not very well, mind you, not very well, because obviously she cracked at the end and told the producers everything. Told him everything, which still wasn't, I feel like it's still not the full truth. I don't know. We'll never know. I feel like we left the end of this season going, we know as much as we know, and there's probably a lot that we don't know, and we'll never know. And we will never know. But I do know that I like emotionally, I need a break from it. I need a break from it because I was just getting so worked up. I was just yelling at the TV. I feel like this season of Vanderpump Rules should be studied like when it comes to like narcissism and like the cheating and the ickiness of it and the manipulation and just like the, like all of it, because you just see it. You see it, you know, we knew going into it, the ship was going down. And, you know, we were just waiting for like with that little band in the Titanic that goes and starts playing music, because we know that it's getting worse. We know it's going to get bad. Like, that's the only thing I was missing in this season of Vanderpump Rules, was like a little band to pop out right away. And not you know, Mr. Mustache's band. Not that one. Nope. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want that band. I want that little band from the Titanic. You know, maybe a mixture of the banjo band and the violin band. Like, maybe we can like combine them from like the bottom of the deck of the boat to like, you know, the ones that were the fancy band. Just bring them all together and just, you know, play a little ditty while the ship's going down, just to like get our heart rates down a little bit, because mine was just up the whole time. But what a season, guys. What a season. What a season. I feel very vindicated that I have stuck with that show from the very beginning. And there were so many times where people were like, oh, he watched that. And it's like, you know what? Yeah. And you know who else watches it? Everybody now. Everybody. And anyone who's been watching it from the beginning, we all knew. We all saw that this was going to be a very, like, what a ride. What a ride. But that was like the one treat I had for myself before the actual move. And I got to say goodbye to this magic rental house that I've had for the last year and a half. And by saying goodbye, I mean, I got to like, I still haven't yet to say goodbye, because we, you know, the movers, there's still things over there that I got to go back and get, you know, that. So I haven't really said goodbye, but I've mostly said goodbye. Oh my. But But I've talked about this house before. If you've listened to my episode with Nora McInerney, I talk about this little magic house that I've been renting. And it's just been this like wonderful little place where so many memories were made. And I'm trying to remind myself that when I initially moved in, it was really scary. And just, it, you know, and just especially when you have kids and you move and you just want to make it feel special and everything's chaotic and you just want it to make this like be a safe place where your kids feel like safe and comfortable and comforted. And when you are kind of feeling like up in the air, it's really hard to kind of have that foundation for your kids to feel well when you don't even feel like you're standing on any sort of sturdy foundation. So yeah, it was nice that I was able to find that in the sweet little house that I was renting for a year and a half. And I'm having to remind myself that I one day will find it in this house that I have just moved into. But yeah, it was very interesting, you know, like it all started fine. You know, movers were on time. That was great. Movers on time. You know, it's always interesting because you know you're all in it together. You're going to spend a lot of time together. Whenever, you know, I decided to hire a moving company and they were coming over and I wanted them to pack stuff, you know, like, because it wasn't like so much stuff, I didn't think. But learned a lot. And I've always had it. There's never been a move that I've participated in my entire life that where something didn't get broken, where something didn't get lost, where, you know, when I'm moving initially out from California, there were a bunch of movers who just like quit loading things into the truck and just politely were like, well, we're done. And I was like, oh, but where are you going? And they're like, oh, you've been so kind. Thank you for the lemonade, but we're done. And I just looked around at like a front yard full of furniture going, oh no, wait, no, this isn't what this is supposed to look like. The furniture is supposed to be in the truck, not in the front lawn. And, you know, and I made it through that situation. So I really, you know, I've been in it with some moves. So I really didn't think that this one could be that much more stressful.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
But I had the movers come in. And showed them around, and they started packing. And one of the things they were packing was like the liquor cabinet. And one of the things I was like, you don't have to worry about packing this. But it was like, I had so many bookcases in this rental house because it's very old. And so what I would do is if I had like a dinner party or people, like especially when I first moved in, they brought over wine, like friends I was meeting, and my girlfriends would come over. And so they would, so I'd save the bottles as like a nice little memory. And also I could like, you know, put them on the shelves. And because I didn't really have a lot of books and a lot of tchotchkes, I didn't want to like keep buying tchotchkes. And but it was very funny that the movers were very concerned that he was very worried about my wine bottle collection. And I was like, no, they're just empty bottles. And he started asking, you know, like, do you party? You must party. And I was like, well, no, I don't. They're just wine bottles on a bookshelf. And he's like, well, how often do you drink? And I was like, I don't know. Are we at a doctor's office right now? Are you going to take my blood pressure? Like, what's going on here? What's going on? I just felt very like concerned by how concerned this mover was. I was like, you know, I'm not drinking now. Like, I got coffee in my hand. Like, we're not, is there paperwork I need to fill? Like, is this part of the move? Is this like very bizarre, like, what else are you going to ask? Like, are you going to ask about my like family heart history? Like, if there's like, you know, any kind of heart health issues in my family, huh? Like skin cancer in my family, anything else I need to answer for you? Which was very interesting. I've never had such a concerned mover in all my days. Just really concerned about health, you know, health. Not concerned about glass going into a box. I will tell you that. As someone who opened a lot of boxes with broken glass in it. Not so concerned about broken glass, but very concerned about just health, the health and wellness of who they're moving. So that's nice, you know, that's nice. That's nice. And speaking of health and wellness, I just want to do anyone else a favor out there that if you are moving and you need you're packing some stuff up, I just want to remind you the importance of the things that you should probably pack on your own. Like if you are going to have movers pack some stuff for you, you probably want to pack some stuff on your own. Even the movers have a list. They have a list of things that they refuse to move. And it's usually like, you know, firearms, cash, jewelry, even like light bulbs, like anything that's like dangerous, like for light bulbs, because I guess there's like an explosive quality. I have no idea. But light bulbs was on the list. And I'd done pretty good. You know, I got like all my passport. I got all the birth certificates. I did like all the papers. I got like any like cash I had, all my like jewelry, like kind of nice memorabilia stuff, you know, I got that all packed up and I don't have a firearm. So it didn't like, but everything was packed up safely. And, but I forgot one very important thing. And it's, it's a personal item, you know, there maybe some personal items that did not get packed up. And it was very interesting to I was made aware of the fact that I forgot to pack up personal items. And if you are wondering what I mean by personal items, I'm just, you know, personal. Personal things that, you know, can bring you joy, that are for you, that you kind of put in a private personal place. And yeah, so these personal items that were not in a private personal place suddenly just got left out and acknowledged that, hey, I found these private personal items of yours. And I said, wow, thank you for putting them on the counter. I'm going to put these somewhere else in a personal item box that I will now move on my own to the house. And thank you for this moment where I get to go die of embarrassment now. And you know what? Then the extra curveball is the mover tried to ask me on a date. Tried to ask me on a date, to which I said, I am going to politely decline. Didn't see this coming, but I'm going to politely decline this date. So, you know, like for anyone out there that is single and moving, you know, maybe this could benefit you. Maybe if you're tired of the apps and you are moving and you're single and you're just like looking to meet someone, you know, maybe just accidentally forget to pack some personal items. And you too could maybe get asked out by your mover. Because nothing really puts you at ease when you're moving like that whole scenario. Yeah. That was a first. And I hope a last. I don't really need to experience that again. And didn't really need to experience it the first time. But that's fine. That's fine. It didn't get much better after that because suddenly, you know, I was told that the movers were done. And because I was running back and forth and trying to like get the new house ready and kind of managing some things going on over here, which was a little cuckoo. And I went back and realized that I went, oh no, it's not done. Because there's like a whole bunch of furniture and rugs here and like beds and stuff. And they're like, nope, we're done. And I was like, oh, I think in the moving industry, the word done is not the same as it is for people who are not in the moving industry. Because I have a very different definition of done when it comes to a project or a job or anything. And but they said that the truck was full and this was it. So now my one day of moving was now going to turn into a 2 day of moving with a whole other crew. So I panicked and realized, oh, there's not a solid place. Like my kids didn't have a place to sleep. So luckily, thank goodness, my mom was in town. Grandma was grandmaing. You know, this was one of those, like a couple weeks ago, my mom wanted to send me a birthday present. And I said, no. The only thing I want for my birthday is for you to come in town and be with the children where I get to just be moving and I don't have to feel like any worry about like, I just get to be like a very stressed out version of myself while you just like hang, where you're just like with the kids, like no questions asked. And she said, deal. So came into town. She rocked it. Grandma rocked being grandma. But I sent them, you know, I called a hotel. They went and had a little staycation. And I basically just held down this new home fort. And, got to unpacking and, you know, did all you can just to like make it be okay. Which is, it's very difficult to do that. And, I, oh man, it's just, you start opening boxes and then things are broken and then something, and then the things that actually mean something. Luckily the things that really meant like sentimental things to me, like none of that was broken. And then you have that moment where you realize it is just stuff. Like it's just stuff and it's going to be okay. But it was very overwhelming. And there was not a lot of sleep. Luckily the next day, a lot of it did get moved. And I still was panicking that I just didn't have a place where my kids could feel safe and secure. I still couldn't find like my feet on any sort of like foundation of like comfort and safety where I could just like hole up with the kids and be okay. And the movers are coming in. There's like so many issues already with the house. There's like a smell with the plumbing. There's like all of a sudden there's having door issues. It's like, I swear every time I turned around, you know, my mom had like her mama sense, you know, by the time they came to the house the next day, and she'd be like, I think you're going to have to call a plumber because I don't know. I just sense I smell something. And lo and behold, I had to call a plumber. And then she's like, I think these locks are pretty nerve wracking. I don't know. And I was like, Mom, I'm not going to call a locksmith. Or no, I'm not even moved in yet. They're like, I can't. I'm about to like lose it. And lo and behold, her and the children got locked in a room. So guess who won? The locksmith and my mother. 12 doorknobs and locks changed later, you know, really, really supporting the doorknob company, you know, just all of them here. I don't know. I bought so many doorknobs. Never knew I'd buy that many doorknobs, but I bought them all, you know, like Pokemon, collect them all. Doorknobs. I've just collected them all, whatever they had. I was like, I'll take it. I'll take everything you got.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You know, sent mom out with the kids for some, I was like, I need the kid. I'm about to break down and I can't let the kids see this right now because I haven't figured this out yet. And so, you know, I just was like, take them to Chuck E. Cheese. Shout out to Chuck E. Cheese. It's a great place for the kids just to go with grandma so that you can go put on sunglasses and cry in the backyard like a grown-up. I went and hid from all the movers and just sat in the corner of the backyard and cried like a grown-up. Because sometimes when you're a grown-up, you have to put yourself in time out and go cry for a little bit. And that's exactly what I did. And then, unfortunately, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and come up with some solutions. So I like to call this engaging in like mama magic mode. Mama magic mode engaged. So when things start going like horribly wrong and I'm just starting to feel a little lost in how I'm going to, you know, discover the light at the end of the tunnel or like get on the other side of it. And I know like my priority shifts to like what's going to be, I know that what's going to help me is making my kids like feel really special, feel really seen. Like if they're enjoying something, I'm enjoying something. So I realized we need something magical. We need mama magic. So I aggressively ran to my car, shut the door, just blasted some classic Cake. I don't know if you're a fan of Cake, the band. A little Go in the Distance. A little short skirt, long jacket. It's a great amp up band. And I flew to Target and I just ran in and I grabbed some bed sheets, some command strips. And I was like, I need some fishing line. I need some clothespins and I need some safety pins and I need it all stat. So I'm just running around the store, throwing it in the cart with abandon, just, you know, it weaving in and out. I mean, people really like to slow down in Target. No. I was flying. I was on a mission. And I made it home and I started tearing up bed sheets. I grabbed a whole bunch of these Christmas lights because I'd bought too many during the holidays because I knew I would need them one day. They came in. Oh, couldn't have been better. I knew that they were like the magic little yummy ingredient to this mama magic moment that I was going to make. I had one mattress. Shout out to Casper. Thank you, Casper. They're not funding this podcast episode, but you know what? You gave me a beautiful mattress, and I want to say thank you because it changed everything. I got the mattress out, and I went to work building a fort. I set my timer for an hour and a half. I had 30 minutes at Target and an hour to build. And I used my command strips and a bunch of sheets and safety pins, and I turned one bedroom here in the house into a glowy Christmas light magical fort. And that's all you need sometimes. And movers continued to put boxes, none of them labeled, just all over the house. Can't really walk through it. It is the most dangerous place for a 2.5-year-old. I'm just going to say that. Like, it is that phase of moving where, like, there's no like, oh, you can just run through the hall. No, no, no. It is, I must carry the children and handhold through everything until I get all these boxes organized. But I was able to just have an hour and make some mama magic, and it was totally worth it. And I just want to say that sometimes all you need when life is a little bit stressful is to, like, simplify and bring it back to, like, just kind of a little kid moment. Make a fort. Make a fort. And it just, it did. It made it really, really special. And it doesn't mean that all the stuff isn't there that I'm going to have to deal with. It doesn't mean that I don't still feel the weight of all these boxes to unpack. And like, it's going to take a long time to get everything feeling like we're in some sort of settled home again, or, you know, and really get this house organized. But it's reminding myself that it, you know, home is such a feeling, and you don't need a whole house for that. And you don't need, you know, even like a whole setup room for that. Sometimes home and the feeling of that is just, you know, some Christmas lights and torn up bed sheets and a movie on your computer or a dance party. That's it. Our fort kind of became this feeling of, you know, this first little feeling of home in this new chapter, in this new house. And I will have to unpack all those boxes. And I would really like to think that it is something that I can do all on my own. And I think that's another place where we get really lost. I'm trying to get better at accepting help. And I've accepted a lot of help in these last couple years. And it is, I have to have like a conversation with myself that it's okay to do that. And so I just also want to acknowledge that I wouldn't have been able to do any of this without help, you know, help from my mother, help from friends who've come by, help from friends who are already ready to come by and help unpack, friends who just came over and, you know, let me just kind of like vent or tear up or, you know, all the things. It is like you need. It's okay to ask for help. And I am so grateful for so many friends who've been a part of that. Not even in, you know, the first time when I moved into that rental house, I had so many friends come over and help make it really, really special, and who even flew in to help. And so that is not lost on me, that if you're moving, man, I really thought this time, I was like, oh, I got it. I can figure it out myself. And it's like, yeah, you can try, but it's okay to ask for help as well. And it's okay for things to feel really unsettled. And sometimes everything can be solved with making a fort with some Christmas lights and bed sheets. And it makes everything feel magical and safe again. If you are about to move and you are stressed out, I feel ya, and you got this. But I'm here now. I'm in this house. We're still just in the magic room. It's going to take a while and it's going to be a process to get moved in, and that's okay too. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot from that process, just like I'm learning a lot from this house. And that, you know, that the doors can lock you in, and now they won't. So learn that you probably want to replace, you know, 100-year-old doorknobs, or they will lock you in. But these new ones seem to like us, so that's cool. That's great. And it just takes time. It just takes time. And I'm so grateful that you took time out of your busy day to enjoy my little, experience of moving, and for me to explain where I've been these last kind of missed episodes. But I'm happy to be back. I will be answering more questions. So if you want to jump over to social media and send me some DMs at A Super Bloom Pod, I will reference you on this podcast. I'll give you some life advice. I mean, obviously, I already gave you some super solid advice today for anyone who's out there trying to get a date and is over the apps. You just got to maybe just move. Move. And that might be, you know, some people are doing the Home Depot. I've seen that a lot. A lot of people, a lot of women especially, it's like a thing on the TikTok where they're like, oh, I'm just going to go get dressed up and walk down the aisles of Home Depot. You know what? You can just hire a moving company and don't move all of your items. And there you go. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just, I've got all the advice here. Make forts. Be, you know, specific about what you choose to pack and not pack. And also just be prepared for when your mover wants to know your medical history, in case they are concerned by some of your financially responsible decorating. Those are three very important moving tips that I think are often overlooked. But I'm here to shed light on them and to make sure, to really highlight them and make sure that the people know that you are more prepared next time if you move, because of my experience. So you're welcome. Thanks for hanging. Take care of yourself. And I'll have an all new episode of A Super Bloom Podcast out this Thursday, as well as a cold brew next week. Thank you so much.
This has been A Super Bloom Podcast, hosted by me, Candace Kane, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions, and advertisement partnerships with Acast.